Next, we have Nikolai Mladenov, the former Minister of Defense for Bulgaria, longtime diplomat. Steve Witkoff, of course. You got to have Witkoff on the board.
You can't do any kind of international grift without Witkoff getting in there. And his kids, probably, right?
Yeah, of course. And what would an executive board be without one snoozed out Cuban? We have Marco Rubio there. And then if you thought that Apollo Global Management had its reputation tarred because of its perhaps close association of its former owner with one Jeffrey Epstein, you would be wrong, because for some reason, Mark Rowan of Apollo Global Management is on the board. Now, Liz, you would say this is because he loves Israel more than life itself?
Mark Rowan is a huge Zionist. I'm not surprised that he's there. Also, he wanted to be Treasury Secretary.
This is as close as he can get. At least he can hang out with the Treasury Secretary occasionally. We have Ajay Banga from the World Bank. And at the risk of sounding racist, but our listeners know that that is not how I mean it. That's a hell of a World Bank name. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I think of all guys at the World Bank. Like, yeah, it's like a guy named Ajay Banga. Next we have, who do we got here? We have Robert Gabriel Jr., a former producer of the Ingraham Angle.
See, it's like when you hear things like that, I'm like, okay, this thing's going under in 2 years.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're talking about this, like the end of the liberal international order, but I'm like, it's
no,
the producer
I don't think
for the.
That.
But I'm like, I think
it is moves that people of trying to like formalize new sorts of alliances through extremely shady like deals, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think there certainly is a,
I guess you could call it illiberal internationalism that you're seeing at work here. Serving as advisors to the board are the totally neutral Rabbi Arya Lightstone, former assistant to Trump's insane former ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. I don't know if he might be one of the craziest ones we've had. Abraham is an Accords guy, and I'm not going to say he's a dual loyalty guy, because I doubt that he has much loyalty to America outside of Donald Trump. He's one of those guys that like just flits between working for the Israelis and the U.S. And I guess it's racist of me to mention that in any fact. Anyways, the entire thing, I got to tell you, is just like, I mean, I can't tell how much of this shit, because Trump, that's the thing with Trump, is sometimes he says stuff and then it happens, and then sometimes he says stuff and it just never happens. And like, they'll start working on something, but then like, it just peters out and like, everyone's too corrupt or too lazy or whatever. And so I could see this just, yeah, like basically fizzling out as nothing, but I could also see it overseeing some weird technocratic police biometric state in the ruins of Gaza.